So our zone, which is aerobic, the vado zone at the top, above the water table, our chemical reactions are occurring primarily there because A, it's warmer. Now you remember from first year kinetics, there's a distinct proportionality with increase in temperature for rates of reaction. The second thing that's occurring in the vado zone is we've got our highest infiltration rates occurring there. This was a quick recap on a formula that's in your sort of equation list as well. So what does the formula mean? ET?
Runoff?
Yes.
Yeah, and then evaporation aspiration and
moisture retention in the soil. Okay, now what I'm doing then, I'm giving you lots of these things. You've just got to go through and make sure that you can remember what they mean. So this was a simple little equation so that you could understand well how we get groundwater recharge. The vado zone then, where we've got this oxygen, higher temperatures, more water going through that zone in terms of a percolation effect through those pore spaces. And that's also where we're getting the action of things passing over the surface, so we get more physical weathering occurring. In terms of the relationship between solubility and particle size, this plot here shows what's going on for FeOOH, so this is again oxyhydroxide, this particular one then called goethite, and underneath it, hematite, which is another one of our iron oxides. The Fe3O4 is the name of that oxide. Fe3O4, magnetite. Okay, remember, out of those minerals, I'm after you guys going through, picking some favourites and going, I will learn the formula of, and I don't care whether it's hematite or magnetite, but you have to know the names of the minerals. It's like a good, sort of easy sort of a question. So, what this plot's showing is solubility versus particle size, and clearly up at a micron size, the weathering is minor. Once we drop this down to 10 nanometers, the weathering is massive. So particle size plays a very large part in rates of, in this case, simple dissolution. The other thing that influences dissolution, if we say at a constant temperature and we have a constant particle size, is pH. So this plot here then, looking at dissolution rates where we play with pH, and you can see that quartz then has got a very low dissolution rate. What's our normal pH range in a natural fresh water? Yeah, 5.5 up to about 7.8, something like that. What's ocean water? Yeah, around 8 point something, yeah. But getting higher according to the news. So in this zone here then, you can see that there's nothing much going on for quartz. It's only going to be at very high pHs that we get any appreciable weathering. In the case of the basic, truly basic minerals such as calcite and dolomite, these guys then are highly susceptible to weathering. That'll be one of those little fire alarm practice sort of things. Otherwise, the first years they're going to be unhappy upstairs. Yeah. So MR is moisture retention in the soil. Yeah, right. You got. Okay. Okay. How many slides have we got to go? Three. Tell her I'll be a couple of minutes.